From the KLYT Broadcast Studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, that's it. Sandias are gone. If you're in the Albuquerque area now, for those in Las Cruces and Clovis, I don't know if you're getting the wind we're getting today around New Mexico, but central New Mexico, the Rio Grande Valley, I think under a red flag warning because of fire danger, what have you. But yeah, I'm looking out at the mountains now. They're gone. They're gone. They'll be back later. But 20 to 40 mile an hour winds expected with gusts as high as 60. Really going to cool things off. But in the next few days, I did look forward. You want to get happy. Look at the 10-day forecast, and you'll see the 70s. Like, spring is finally going to beat up winter, and we're gonna actually be there. Hey, before we jump into it, Lighthouse Voices event. That is tonight with Dr. Jeff Myers. It's a free event online. If you aren't already on your way or up going to the Focus on the Family Welcome Center in Colorado Springs, there'll be people in person and online tonight at 7, a collaborative event with Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. Young people today facing an unprecedented crisis of anxiety, loneliness, and hopelessness. And according to the World Happiness Report, U.S. ranks among the top 10 happiest nations. But America's youth have fallen to 62nd in happiness. So what's causing the dramatic decline, and how can we get help? That's a powerful conversation with Jeff Myers, author of Truth Changes Everything, Why People Are Struggling Now More Than Ever, Young People, and What Can Be Done, the connect between truth, purpose, and lasting happiness, and practical steps we can take to guide the next generation toward a fulfilling life. Go to klyt.fm. In the Action Center, you'll see the Lighthouse Voices banner. Click that for registration and more information. And let's get to our first guest real quick before we do. Have to remind you, our next segment, we'll be talking with Dr. Marshall Jordan in preparation for tonight's Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico, Moon and Central at 7 o'clock. And then the Unshaken Conference coming to Calvary Church Albuquerque April 5th. That's a full day Saturday with Frank Turek, Elisa Childers, and Natasha Crane. We're visiting with all three of them the second half of the show today. Had a chance to catch up with them this morning. We will air that interview. Okay, Marcy, you are so patient. We're once again welcoming Johnny and Friends New Mexico into studio. And Marcy, lots to talk about.
I know, always.
Let's start with April 4th. It's next respite event at Grace Church. You can go to gracechurchabq.org/respite and see the information there. 5:30 is when their respite event gets underway. Well, I could say it, but Marcy, you're here. So tell people about the respite event.
Well, it's a three-hour event that parents with children with disabilities can drop their kids off, as well as their typical children, and take a few hours for themselves and go out and have dinner or, you know, pay bills or whatever else you'd like to do in those 3 hours of free time.
And whether it's family or other caregivers, it's a chance for a little bit of respite and a lot of fun for the folks that hang out at Grace Church.
For the kids, they absolutely love it. They get fed dinner, so parents don't have to worry about feeding them, and they get to do all kinds of fun things with a buddy, and it's a great time for the parents just to have a breather.
And Marcy, there's a full schedule that I'm looking at that goes through the end of the year. There's the churches I see involved right now: New Covenant Church, Paragon Church, Grace Church, Trinity at the Marketplace makes the calendar this year for a November event.
Yeah.
But there is opportunity for churches to be a part of this and be a place where Johnny and Friends respite events can be happening.
Oh, absolutely. Any church can host a respite event either on a Friday night or a Saturday, and We do it at least once a month, so we always have a variety of churches getting involved. We will help train you, and it doesn't cost anything to have a fun event. And it's just a really great time. So if you are interested, just contact Johnny and friends at 505-835-5263. And we'll be happy to talk to you about it. Liz can give you all the details and does our training. And, you know, we'd love to have some more churches get involved. Or you can even come volunteer at different respites.
Liz is a blessed person.
She is.
Does she sing to people when they call?
She can.
She'll take requests. She has a beautiful voice.
She does. She's a great worship leader.
Part of the worship team at Sagebrush, I believe, right?
Yes.
Now, Johnny and friends is busy at work doing all. This is a new one to me. I try to be prepared, and then Marcy walks in. Hey, we got this
surprise.
Yeah, I love it. Now, not only is it cool that there's going to be a play day at the park Saturday, March 29th at a park above. That's in Rio Rancho. If you don't know where that is, it's west of Golf Course in Rio Rancho. You actually turn on a park above road, but it's just behind one of the small hospitals there. But anyway, you can do a search. I did for a park above. But what's unique about this now, March 29th, Saturday from 1 to 3 o'clock. I didn't know this, Marcy. Tell us about a park above.
Well, a park above is a very unique park. It's 6 acres of all-inclusive, accessible playground equipment for children of all abilities and disabilities. It is inclusive. It is a blast. They have so many different things. You can have picnics out there. We're going to be providing some snacks and water, and it's a great opportunity to get together, fellowship, meet other families, learn more about our family retreats and all the activities we have.
I'm going to prognosticate. Can I do it?
Go for it.
Okay, I'm calling for clear blue skies.
Yes.
Mild day with temperatures in the mid-70s.
No wind.
Yeah, I'm really hoping this is it. I mean, you know, spring's been trying. It's either spring trying really hard to get here or winter holding on tight. Did Punxsutawney Phil see a shadow this year?
I have no idea. It's a push me, pull me right now. Pull you.
Well, that's one of the events happening. And they do ask that you RSVP for the event. Let me give you that information. It's email to liz.tafoya at johnnyandfriends.org or 505-317-7906. That's 505-317-7906 for RSVP to play day at the park. If you forget to RSVP, show up.
Please show
up. It's a park.
Yep.
All right. Now, there's more happening than that. And we only have a few minutes. So let's get some of this in. I don't know, Marcy, maybe you'd surprise me. Neither you or I, though, are, you know, avid golfers. But you don't need to be to participate in the third annual New Mexico Golf Classic with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. It's happening at Sandia Golf Club on Thursday, May 1st. Now, the registration starts at 8 o'clock for a four-man scramble. You can obviously go online and register for that in advance.
You can.
At johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. There's a longer URL for the tournament, but if you go to the site, you'll find the event. Johnny and Friends. You have to spell out J-O-N-I-A-N-D, Friends. johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. Four-man scramble registration. If you're going to do registration on-site, it's at 8 a.m. that morning. And then at 10 o'clock, a shotgun start.
Actually, 8 o'clock is the shotgun.
I was going to ask about that.
It's
because
an early morning shotgun.
Okay, because if... Anyway.
Yeah. Registration at 7, I was like, is this, shotgun at 8.
Is this going to be a 9-hole? Because at noon is lunch. Right. And I, you know, that would be speed. There's an idea, speed golf.
Oh, we could try that one year.
But this is a four-man scramble, 8 o'clock. And then, you know, lunch is about noon. The stragglers come in, and it's followed by a presentation by Johnny and friends. What do folks hear about at that presentation?
Well, they're going to hear more about our family retreats and Warrior Getaway and all the programs that we have that support families with disabilities, and get to learn a little bit more about us and hopefully become partners.
Okay, then after that presentation, the award ceremony. I love that. You save the award ceremony till after the presentations. Everyone sticks around. You got to hear her. And you do. You need to hear about what Johnny and Friends is doing. You'll be so encouraged. And proceeds, as we're getting to, benefit Johnny and Friends New Mexico Family Retreat and Warrior Getaway. Some other upcoming events. I want to throw out these dates real quick.
Okay.
And you correct me if I'm wrong, Marcy.
Gotcha.
June 24th through the 28th is New Mexico Family Retreat. July 1st through the 5th is the Warrior Getaway. And September 12th through the 13th, New Mexico Marriage Getaway. October 18th, the Barn Dance.
Yes, looking forward to that.
And all those details are on the web at johnnyandfriends.org /new-Mexico. Marcy, 30 seconds. Anything else you want to make sure folks know?
Yes, we need volunteers. We got lots of great events. Come volunteer with us. Just contact us, and we would be happy to get you in to volunteer with any of our events.
Okay, is this a number to call?
Yep.
Okay, 505-835-5263. You can also connect at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. Marcy, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be here and see you again.
And don't go away. Tonight is a Creation Science Fellowship in New Mexico at Moon and Central, 7 o'clock at Faith Bible Church. It's going to be Dr. Marshall Jordan. We're going to hear in our next segment what he's going to be doing tonight. And then the rest of the hour, we're going to hear from Frank Turek, along with Elisa Childers and Natasha. But they're all three going to be part of that Unshaken conference that's coming April 5th at Calvary Church. Don't go away. You're going to want to hear all these details, more on the way next on ABQ Connect.